You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello all, welcome along to the European Football Podcast here with William Hill. Good to have you with us. Dave Kellner here in the studio alongside William Hill's Alex Dunn, and we'll have Sam Norris later on the podcast. He'll be talking you through Saturday's games. A couple of feature games on Sunday though. We have Real Sociedad versus Barcelona in La Liga and Lyon versus PSG in Ligue 1 as well. And now we're going to preview these games. Thank you for joining us. First of all, a warm welcome to the man sitting next to me. It is Mr. Alex Dunn. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Hello, Dave Kellner.
How are you?
I'm canny.
Yeah. Canny.
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 Yeah, I'm okay. How are
you? You've got to live north of Leeds to use the word canny, haven't you?
I have done for all of my life, except for now when I live in South Leeds, just maybe.
Just about.
No, all okay on the Western Front. No, good. I'm glad that real football is back. I don't like international breaks. I know we've had a week since then, but I was off last week. And it's nice just to have some good quality football to get your teeth stuck into, both domestically and in European action. And we've got two really intriguing games coming up on Sunday, and Sam's also previewed three for us on Saturday that are equally fascinating. There's no obvious banker bets for me this week, but there's some price plays.
Okay, let's get stuck in then. We'll start with Real Sociedad versus Barcelona. This game is available on William Hill TV. If you are logged into your account and you've got a positive betting balance and you want to watch this match on Sunday evening, 7:45 kickoff. Real Sociedad 11-2 to win the match. The draw 7-2 with Barcelona in the market at 1-2. Things aren't exactly desperate for Barcelona, but they are 4 points behind Real Madrid in La Liga now. And they've had a couple of results which have been disappointing. That one in the Champions League where Manchester City outplayed them in the second half at the Etihad. We watched that game. And then they drew against Malaga 0-0 last weekend. So a little bit disappointing from Barcelona. They did see off Celtic in the Champions League midweek, as you would have expected. Beat them 2-0, and Lionel Messi scored both goals in that game. He's got an incredible record against Celtic now. And Barcelona odds on at 1-2 to win this match. Sociedad, they are fifth in La Liga. They've picked up 22 points from their 12 games in the Spanish top flight this season. Do those odds on Barcelona fairly reflect their chance this weekend, or are they too short at 1-2?
I'd say it's priced up fairly, but that doesn't mean that I want to take the 1-2 massively. Firstly, we'll start by saying Sociedad are having one heck of a season. They sit in fifth. They're above the likes of Bilbao, Celta Vigo, who at the start of the season they said, look, if we can finish above them, happy days. They're also above Atletico Madrid, which is more down to Atleti perhaps being a bit off par, rather than Sociedad being astonishing. But they've done well so far, Sociedad. They're in good form coming into this as well. And they come up against a Barca side who, as you said, aren't quite sweeping all before them at the minute. You're used to looking at their form and it being a sea of green, and there's a fair few reds in there. And you just think, I don't think this is going to be a cakewalk for Barca at all. Do you want to back them at 1-2? I don't think I do, really.
What do you think's the difference between this Barcelona side this season and the Barcelona side of last season? Is there anything you can pinpoint as being a notable problem?
The obvious one would be age, I suppose. They are just another year older, and as a squad, they are quite old, Barca, now. That they've not really changed masses and masses in the last 5 years, when you think about it. They've had a bad luck with injuries. Piqué's missed a few games. He's more key than people give him credit for at the heart of Barca's defence. And also Messi, Suarez, Neymar haven't been firing on all cylinders. They've still been pretty good.
Yes.
But they just haven't quite been as destructive as they can be. Look, it's not a disastrous season so far, but by any means for
no,
Barca.
No, of course not.
And they can still comfortably win the league. But this game will just carry a little bit of pressure. And I don't think they're going to win this.
Right.
This is incredible, right?
Yes.
Last time that Barca won at Sociedad was 2007.
Wow. That is a stat.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Like, it's, yes, Sociedad have spent a bit of time in the doldrums in that time, but it's seven games.
I'm just looking down at your notes now, and listeners, he's you know the emoji on your iPhone or your smartphone with the face, the eyes, and you've got the open mouth there.
It's a shocked face.
It's the gobsmacked emoji, isn't it? That's the one that that's what I like to call it.
I knew that Barca didn't have a superb record at Sociedad.
Yes.
I knew that going into doing the research. I didn't realise it was quite this bad. Seven games in all competitions, so six in the league, one in the cup, and Sociedad have won five, and two of them have been drawn. It's astonishing, the record that they have here. And yes, Barca have beaten them plenty of times at the Nou Camp in that period, but that's an incredible stat. When you think how dominant Barca have been in that time, Sociedad just continue to churn out good results against them. David Moyes was in charge of them, for goodness sake. I think they're massively overpriced here. You can read too much into head-to-head records. But like I said, the Barca squad is pretty similar to how it has been in the last few years.
Yeah,
they won't have great memories of going here. And I just think Sociedad are massively overpriced.
Give us your bets then here.
It's going to be pretty boring, really. But draw no bet, Sociedad. I don't know why. I think you need a bit of insurance because you're playing Barca. 100-30 on the draw, no bet. I like Sociedad all the draw, double chance, 13-10. You're going to get a run for your money with these anyway. Barca 1-2 is one I'd swerve for Akers this week. People will, you know, put them in, and 9 times out of 10, Barca will not let you down. There could be a few goals as well, but I think outright selection would have to be draw, no bet on Sociedad. They just don't deserve to be that price. Mm. It wouldn't surprise me at all if it's a draw. But that head-to-head just absolutely astonished me.
Lyon versus Paris Saint-Germain is the other game myself and Alex are going to look at. Do stay tuned, though. We have got Sam Norris's thoughts on the Saturday kickoffs in Europe to come. Lyon 11-4 to win this match against PSG. The draw 5-2 with Paris Saint-Germain in the market at even money. Lyon have picked up after a poor start to the season. They're now fourth in the league. They've picked up 22 points from their 13 games. And it's a rarity at this stage of a French Ligue 1 season to see PSG lying in third. But that's where they are right now. 29 points they've got from their 13 matches. I didn't manage to watch the game against Arsenal at the Emirates midweek where PSG drew 2-2. But having followed it on Twitter, you don't always get a fair reflection of the way the match has gone. But Edinson Cavani, by all accounts, could not hit a barn door with a banjo.
I like him.
I think his movement off the ball and the positions he gets into are fantastic. But I don't think I've ever quoted Michael Owen on this podcast, but he tweeted saying that if you're a young footballer, you look at Edinson Cavani and you can mould your game in his image in certain ways because of the movement off the ball, the positions he takes up. Mm-hmm. But once he gets there, you just hold your breath, basically.
Yeah, but he's getting in positions to score goals. I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, he is.
I'd much rather that
just than not scoring them.
A lethal finisher that doesn't get in those positions.
And when I say he's not scoring them, he did score in the game.
Yeah.
But he had another couple of gilt-edged opportunities.
And he is top scorer in Ligue 1, as things stand.
Yeah.
He's got 11 going into this week. Lacazette's got 10, which is interesting because they're coming up against each other. What a lovely segue. I think Lyon are overpriced here. PSG are not the force that they were. They're still pretty good. But the fact that it's not even like you've got one runaway leader in France and PSG are just on their tail, ready to take them. Both Nice and Monaco, down on the French Riviera, are having a fantastic time of things so far this season. Neither of them look massively like stopping. And nor should they. They're decent sides with good players.
It is top-heavy, this league, isn't it? I'm just looking, thinking PSG aren't having a terrific season. They're in third place. But they have only lost twice all season. And they've got 9 wins from their 13 matches with a couple of draws. So it's by no means... We talked about Barcelona. It's by no means disastrous for PSG. It's just not what we are accustomed to.
No, but they've only let 7 goals in those 13 games. It's still pretty solid from there.
Yeah.
But like I said, look... PSG haven't lost in 10 now in all competitions. Lyon haven't lost in 5. And at the beginning of last season, I was on a massive anti-Lyon crusade where they were...
It was one man, listeners.
It was one man. But they were constantly too short. Constantly. They were priced up as the side that won the title so many times going back 5-6 years ago. And they're not that side anymore. But they are pretty good now, and they've got a real balance in their side. And with Lacazette fit, obviously, you know, you've always got that goal threat there. How they've managed to keep hold of him now, I don't know, because clubs seem to be interested in him every single transfer window. But he's still there. I think he could score here, incidentally. But again, I think Lyon draw no bet is probably the way to play this. I think that they are the most solid side in France this season, I'd say. The side that you can rely on at home most consistently. Nice, I hope they stay there. Whether they do or not is another matter. PSG are just always too short. Lyon may be the value, ironically, given how they weren't the value at all this time last season. And the last 6 head-to-heads between the two sides have all been home wins. Slightly misleading stat, though, because 5 of those have been at Paris, and Paris have won them.
Okay, Lyon draw no bet, 13-8 here with William Hill. And we mentioned the goal scorers, Edinson Cavani and Alexandre Lacazette, and those two feature in the goal scorers coupled market as well. You'll find that if you go on the William Hill website, click on the match and score a match specials. Edinson Cavani and Alexandre Lacazette to score at any time, both of them to score at any time, 19-5, just a shade under 4-1.
It's not bad. I do think we'll be fairly low on the goals here.
Right, okay.
I don't mind that. If you
does
are
put
looking,
you off that bet, though, if you think it's not going to be a goal first.
And similarly, rather than go any time on Lacazette or Cavani, if you are looking at one of them, I'd probably go first goal scorer. You get the value there. I think under 2.5 is probably a play, but it's a little bit dull in a game like this. But I don't mind Lacazette first at 9-2.
Yeah, 9-2.
I do like that. Look, if Lyon are going to score, chances are he's going to be scoring it.
Yeah.
But I just... PSG are just too short there. Way too short.
Any other business before we hand over to Sam Norris?
Not really. As a nap, I'd go Sociedad draw no bet. That's the most confident of the two. That's about it for this week.
Here he is. Sam Norris is going to take you through the Saturday matches. Remember, you can follow us both on Twitter, at dkellner, at alexdunn0307, is it?
It is. Good. Well done. You remember my birthday there, Dave Kellner. Well done. The thing is, I'm going to let you into a little secret here, listeners.
Okay.
This podcast...
Oh, the listeners, I thought I was going to get a secret.
It's a secret for you as well, if you like. Me and Dave are talking now. Sam Norris's piece is pre-recorded. That's what we call it in the trade.
Yes.
Pre-recorded.
Yes, it is.
And I've not had a chance to listen to this before we're recording it. Now, knowing Sam as I do, he normally introduces himself with a, thanks, Alex, and then off he goes.
Okay.
So I think I'd better team up here.
Do you go ahead.
Here's Sam Norris.
Roundup of the best bets across Europe on Saturday then, and starting with the early kickoff in Spain this week. And in this case, the early bird could well catch the worm as I lead with my Saturday afternoon nap in the shape of Malaga, who welcome a Deportivo La Coruña side who are dropping like a stone. Many a punter would have been cursing Malaga last week after they travelled to the Nou Camp, managed to get 2 players sent off and still escaped with a clean sheet and a hard-earned point for their troubles. Granted, it was a Barcelona side that featured neither Lionel Messi or Luis Suarez, and Malaga were only reduced to 9 men in the 97th minute of the game. It still remains a very commendable point and can serve as a springboard for Malaga to collect all 3 back on home soil this week. They're an even money shot at home and for good reason. They go into this game on the back of 4 straight victories at home and have only dropped points at the Estadio La Rosaleda twice this season, with Villarreal being the only team to come here and win. Couple that with the Depor side, who are sliding down the La Liga table, and the even money looks a really good play. Deportivo have only won two games all season and enter this one winless in five. And their away form is even worse than that, with just 3 points collected on the road this season, and all of those draws came against sides in the bottom half. They were even held by rock-bottom Granada on their last away day, who'd only collected 4 points all season prior to the visit of Deportivo. That run leaves them just a point and a place clear of the relegation zone, and Malaga can inflict more misery on them this weekend. And let's look at Sandro Ramirez to get on the mark for the home side. He's 29-20 to score any time. The 21-year-old is a product of the fabled Barcelona youth system and has scored five times this season for Malaga, including one in each of their last four games at home, of which they have gone on to win all four. It's 11-5 that he scores in a Malaga win for Wincast players this week, but I'll just take them at outright at even money as my nap on Saturday. On to another team now who'll be looking to arrest a plunge down the table this week in Germany, with Borussia Mönchengladbach welcoming high-flying Hoffenheim. The away team are a massive price at 13-5, and I think they're more than worthy of a small play in the Bundesliga at 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. I'm recording this before Mönchengladbach welcome Manchester City in the Champions League on Wednesday night, so the outcome of that game could well affect the prices. But it's interesting that win, lose or draw, Mönchengladbach have lost the league fixture directly after a Champions League group game on 3 out of 4 occasions this season. The only one they have won was against Werder Bremen after City thumped them at the Etihad, but Bremen are having an even worse season than Mönchengladbach, and the three Bundesliga games since then have seen them hammered 4-0 by Schalke days after defeat to Barcelona. They lost 2-0 to Bayern after beating Celtic 2-0 in midweek, and most recently they were beaten 3-0 by Hertha after drawing to Celtic. So the last three Bundesliga games to come directly after a Champions League fixture, they've lost by a combined score of 9-0. And if that wasn't reason enough, Hoffenheim are having a great year. They're locked on 21 points with Dortmund, Köln, Hertha and Eintracht, and are currently only being held off third spot by goal difference. Along with Red Bull Leipzig, they're one of only two teams in Germany who remain unbeaten in the league. Last week's draw at home to rock-bottom Hamburg came as something of a surprise, but before that, they took a point off Bayern at the Allianz and had won their previous five matches before that. I think they're a monster price here, and we'll be taking them to beat a Mönchengladbach side, who have badly struggled back in the league after Champions League duty, haven't won a Bundesliga game since September, and have just 2 points from their last six league games. Hoffenheim, the play. Over to Italy for the final selection this week. Torino welcome Chievo to the Stadio Olimpico in Serie A at 5 o'clock on Saturday evening. Torino did us a good turn on the podcast a few weeks ago with a 5-1 victory over Cagliari at home soil, and I'm hoping they can pick up 3 points this weekend. They're 3-4 to beat Chievo, which looks appetising when you consider they are incredible at home. I mentioned this a few weeks ago when I put them up, and they haven't taken their foot off the gas since then. They're still unbeaten at home this season and have failed to take maximum points on just two occasions. They've also beaten Roma at the Stadio Olimpico this season. A Europa League spot may not be beyond them this term, and if they are to do that, then they must continue to be as good at home as they have been. They're currently just 3 points behind Atalanta in fifth, and a meeting against a so-so Chievo looks a very presentable opportunity. They're unlikely to be in trouble this season, the away side, and they gratefully ended a five-game winless run against Cagliari last week. But they don't have anything like the consistency of Torino and can be readily opposed on Saturday. Torino to win and both teams to score may appeal to some, given that both teams to score has landed in 10 of their last 11 home games in Serie A, and their four wins at home this season have been 5-1, 3-1, 2-1 and 5-1. That's in the betting at 11-4, but I would be slightly worried about Chievo's reluctance to find the net away from home. They've drawn a blank in 8 of their last 10 on the road, which does temper enthusiasm for a Torino win and both teams to score bet. So I'll just stay on the outrights here and back Torino to win the game at 3-4. This week's Saturday treble then begins in Spain with Malaga at even money, who are also my nap this week. Hoffenheim in the Bundesliga at 13-5. And finally, Torino at 3-4. That treble pays just over 11.5-1. Very best of luck with all of your bets across Europe this weekend.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Hey-o, let's go, let's go. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.